Joining me now, Tim Eymann, guy who again went after $30 car tabs, again refused to stand down in the face of the most brutal assault I've ever seen of a private citizen on behalf of Bob Ferguson, our criminal attorney general, and Jay Inslee. And Tim passed his initiative. You voted for it 58%. Tim, welcome to Dar Monson Show. Todd Herman filling in. Huge news today out of King County. I want you to announce it to the people.
Well, it is really, really stunning. And $30 tabs got on the ballot because people like Todd Herman were really promoting it and pushing it really hard, both during the qualification stage as well as the voters voting for it. But yeah, a couple of weeks ago, a King County judge said voters may have been confused. And the judge came back with a ruling today saying, no, I don't think voters were confused, and I'm largely upholding the initiative. So it's a huge, huge deal that a King County judge has reversed himself and says that we weren't confused.
Well, and I also, I'm very appreciative of the fact that the judge is quite clear that there's no constitutionality issue here. There's no single subject issue here. And I think that was the prima facie fact. I mean, for goodness sake, it's as simple initiative as possible. And this also, I think, it also rebukes Bob Ferguson's attempt to sink the initiative by having his spokesperson, I forget the guy's name, the Solicitor General, pretend that he didn't know. He didn't know the intent of the initiative. He had no idea what the initiative meant. Don't you think this is sort of a rebuke of their attempt to sink the initiative?
Well, thank goodness super citizen Clint Didier intervened in the case, and his attorney, Steve Pigeon, were actually fighting to actually uphold the initiative. The AG's office was clearly trying to tank it, and you're one of the few people in the media that actually called out the AG's office for, you know, when asked the question, what does this initiative do? The response was, I don't know, during oral argument. And that is just a stunning thing that you're, even if you don't know, make something up if you're actually trying to win.
Well, and what does it do? Let's see. Let me think real hard. It lowers car tabs to $30. Oh, is that what it, so that's when you called it the $30 car tab initiative. It said $30. Oh, that's what it does. Oh, isn't that interesting? So now the questions, Tim, the judge has left open, I think, two things. Number one, does this meddle with the city of Burien's ability to work with their contracting? I don't know. To me, I sort of understand the state to have control over license plates, initiatives, et cetera. B, the more interesting question to me is, does this advantage a private company, Kelley Blue Book, by relying on their values? And I looked at that. I guess, Tim, my response is I look at that and say, wait a minute. The entire state of Washington advantages private companies all the time. The red light camera companies from Arizona, the tunnel company out of Texas raking in the dough. How do you view that, and are you concerned about that portion of the judge's ruling?
Well, hey, I really appreciate you bringing that up, because it is a real laughable, small little issue that's left. Frankly, the Senate Transportation Committee has just passed a bill out of committee that, among its many provisions, says this is going to be based on Kelley Blue Book. It doesn't say you have to use Kelley Blue Book. It just says you have to base it on Kelley Blue Book. In other words, try and actually approximate market value. Don't do this artificially inflated, dishonest valuation system you have now. And the legislature's already proven that they can do it. So fortunately, super lawyer Stephen Pigeon is going to do a motion for reconsideration, make it very clear to this judge that there's a way to be able to do this bill in a way that doesn't specifically use Kelley Blue Book, but it's just simply based on it.
Right. So if the legislature can do something, we can do something through the initiative, because we become the legislature when we vote for these initiatives. I know that Bruce Danmeyer.
Absolutely.
Bruce Danmeyer is the executive of Pierce County, and he's on the board of Sound Transit. He's the only board member of Sound Transit I've seen try to sneak in some criticism of Sound Transit. In fact, he's done more than sneaking in, and he's actually criticized it. He stood up against his initiative. So did Steve O'Ban against this initiative in Pierce County. They want out of Sound Transit, which makes so much money in the car tabs. Did that have an effect? Do you think that affected this King County judge, just so many other people standing up and saying we want out?
It was really a stunning thing. I mean, it was the first time in Washington state history we ever had a government that actually tried to defend the will of the people rather than sue the voters. And so Bruce Danmeyer and the Pierce County Council intervening in the case and advocating for the voters, 66% of voters in Pierce County voted for this thing, good for them for representing their constituents. And I think that did have an incredibly positive reaction. The fact that the Attorney General's office is trying to claim credit for today's ruling is one of the most silly things I'd ever seen in your life. The reality is we won this court case despite the Attorney General, not because of the Attorney General.
No, I couldn't agree more. I found also the fact that the Attorney General, his office, Bob Ferguson's, wrote the ballot title, which is what, if there was any confusion, it came from the ballot title and the description, which was inaccurate, and it's just ridiculous. So now they're probably going to take this to the Supreme Court. That worries me, Tim, because the Supreme Court decided that I-1639, which, and you did a brilliant job, you and Glenn Morgan, put up a side-by-side comparison of the 1639 initiative and the actual legislation side-by-side. State law, state constitution says that an initiative must contain the full, clear, and complete text of the measure. 1639 did not. The state Supreme Court was constitutionally bound to not let it on the ballot, but they pretended they had no power. In other words, they said, sure, we're going to let that one go unanimously, which was laughable. So they've already signaled they'll do whatever they can to defend leftism. Honestly, Tim Iman, are you worried about a Supreme Court hearing on the $30 car tab initiative?
I was more worried about this judge, frankly, than I am the Supreme Court, because everyone would assume that a King County judge who's actually making a decision on behalf of his employer, one of the plaintiffs of the case, is King County. Obviously, that level of conflict, the fact that that went forward without the Attorney General's office even moving to get this thing out of King County was just, you know, legal malpractice as far as I'm concerned. But the reality is that this ruling by this judge makes it extraordinarily difficult for those nine justices on the Supreme Court to come to a different conclusion, because here you're dealing with single subject rule. It's all about $30 tabs. Was the ballot title misleading? This judge said absolutely not, it wasn't. Voters knew exactly what they were voting on. All the various claims made by the government were shot down by this judge, and it's going to be much, much harder for the nine justices on the Supreme Court to say, no, we really do think voters were confused by such a complicated measure that was about $30 tab.
I love it. Tim Iman's with us. Great victory today, I think, for the voters, most of all, Tim, which is most important to me. Hey, you're running
exactly
for governor.
Exactly.
So on a scale of 1 to 10, now that you're running for governor, how relieved are you that Dory Monson has not yet gotten into this race?
Fortunately, he's having a knee replacement, and I'm doing everything I can to get that doctor to keep him in the hospital a little bit longer time. No, I mean, Tori's an amazing guy. You're an amazing guy. You guys have been so supportive of $30 tabs from the beginning. It's just a real thrilling victory that we got today, and a real shocking victory, because no one would ever expect a county judge to actually treat the voters with any level of respect. And so it's a very good outcome, and I got a real spring in my step right now because of this ruling today.
All right. Well, I appreciate that. I hear the spring in your step. I mean it, and I'll tell you face-to-face. Few people, Tim, would have continued to stand and fight when the Attorney General of their state put more effort into destroying you. And I mean it, Tim. I think this man set out to destroy you, to ban you from working in politics. He spent, as I understand it, more money prosecuting you than he did in all other election-related, campaign finance violation-related items ever. They settled with the Green River Killer. They would not settle with you. It didn't even offer you settlement. Not that you would have settled. And this in the face of the fact that Bob Ferguson himself, our friend Glenn Morgan, got standing to sue Bob Ferguson on behalf of Washington state taxpayers, because Bob Ferguson appears to have committed 3 felony level campaign finance violations. And oddly, not a law firm in the state, Tim Iman, would step up to sue that man, Bob Ferguson, on behalf of the taxpayers, even though Ferguson would have had to pay their fees. So I want to tell you, thank you
well,
for standing
up. Well, there's no doubt.
Up.
I mean, it's been a 7-year effort in order to be able to sue me and ban me for the rest of my life from being in politics. And it's been a slog. It's been nonstop. But what's been our initiatives continues. The voters keep voting for these ideas. They're not slowing me down. And if anything, I think it really did spur me to actually run for the highest office, which coincidentally is the office that Bob Ferguson wants. So I think his head is pretty much exploding right now, watching his efforts to try and block a citizen he didn't want to have political activity going on in the state of Washington, not only passing initiatives now, but going for the seat that he wants himself.
All right, there it is. Tim Iman joining us on the Dory Monson Show. Appreciate you coming on, my friend. Godspeed. Drive carefully, and we'll talk soon.
Hey, thanks for all your help, Todd. I really appreciate it, man. You're the man.
Thank you. Next up in the big lead.